Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
And this is Sol Lazar. We want to welcome you back. Now, as we said earlier, this is Thursday. And if it's the first or third Thursday of the month, what could that possibly mean? Yes, we know it means Spirit Talk, but it also means Speaking of Listening with Dr. Arnie Buss. Now, he received his undergraduate degree in psychology at Rutgers University, a PhD from Cornell, and he's been teaching at the Naval Postgraduate School for the past 20 years. He's been studying effective communication and relationship building for over 12 years and has been teaching and facilitating classes for the past six. He's given presentations on interpersonal communication skills to a variety of organizations, and he works with individuals and couples with their interpersonal communication issues. He's an accomplished speaker. In 2001, he was a semifinalist in Toastmasters World Championship of Public Speaking. So let's listen to Dr. Arnie Buss and Speaking of Listening.
Well, thank you, Sol Lazar, and welcome to Speaking of Listening on Good Vibrations Radio with Sol Lazar and Kirilani. As Sol Lazar said, I'm your host for this segment, Arnie Buss. Speaking of Listening is all about ways of improving your relationships by listening from the heart. And upcoming workshops that I have will be in May and June, and they will be at the Mandel Gisnet Center at the Monterey College of Law. The dates haven't been firmed up yet, but if you want more information, you can email me at ahbuss@consciousawareheart.com. That's ahbuss@consciousawareheart.com. And remember that listening is not just about hearing what the other person is saying. It is much, much more. It's about engaging them in a dialogue, a dance, if you will. Ginger Rogers once said that she had to do everything that Fred Astaire did, only she had to do it backwards and in high heels. And so it is with listening from the heart. Well, you don't have to wear heels, but the idea is that you are following the lead of the other person. And just to recap some of the topics that we've talked about in recent shows, we talked about the judge or parent versus the child or victim as places where we react and we're not conscious, we're not in our aware heart. Our aware heart is the only place where we are conscious and where we can respond. An effective way to listening is tracking, which I've been speaking about and we'll talk more about today. And there are magic words in which you only use the pronoun you, never I, me, we, us. And then last time I talked about feelings versus thoughts and judgments and understanding the difference between them. Today I want to delve more deeply into the importance of staying in your aware heart and recognizing when someone else is not in theirs. I'll talk about tracking someone when they're in their parent or the judge place, and also how to track them when they're in their child or victim place. Let me start with the importance of staying in your aware heart. Well, the aware heart is a place where you're totally at peace with both yourself and everybody and everything else around you. Being in your aware heart means that you're seeing yourself as being whole, perfect, and complete exactly as you are, and also everyone around you as being whole and complete exactly as they are. And even inanimate things like the weather, like the traffic, everything is exactly as it is. I heard a quote from Byron Katie, which I liked, and it had to do with arguing with reality. If you're stuck in traffic and say, well, this traffic shouldn't be here, well, it is there. And if you say it shouldn't be there, if you say something shouldn't be, and it is, then you're arguing with reality. And she said that when you argue with reality, you lose, but only 100% of the time. So being in your aware heart means being at peace with what is, The reality is the way things are. The reality is the reality of the other person and where they are. Now, they may be in an uncomfortable place. They may be in a place of reactivity, or they may be in a place where they're blaming themselves. That doesn't mean that you have to go there. And in fact, the more you can stay in your aware heart, the more assistance you can be, not by trying to change the other person, but by being a conscious other to that person, by validating them, by letting them know that they are okay, even as they may be ranting and raving. So one aspect of being in the aware heart is not making anybody wrong, and that's starting with yourself. Think of your inner critic, that voice inside that sometimes beats you up and says that you're not okay, or it may be saying you're stupid or you're lazy or you didn't do that right. That's a place of being a child and a victim. And the voice that you hear is the voice of the judge. And that voice is not telling you the truth, because the truth is that you're complete and perfect exactly as you are. And so if you're in your aware heart, then you don't have that voice. You don't listen to that voice. You may hear that voice, but you don't attend to it. It's not telling you the truth. And likewise, the way that you see someone else, if you're in your aware heart, then the other person is seen as whole and complete, not wrong. You're accepting your circumstance exactly as it is, and you're accepting other people exactly as they are. And most important, you're accepting yourself exactly as you are. Now, knowing this, you can now tell when someone else is coming from either the parent judge or the child victim. So let's talk about how to listen and track someone who is in their parent and judge. Some of the signals about that indicate this are that they're complaining about something or someone, or they're making someone else wrong. We often do that. And when you hear someone do that, if you basically jump into the pit with them, you play, well, you're playing Ain't They Awful. And that doesn't really help the situation. So I'm going to give you some tracking do's and don'ts when you encounter someone who is in their parent or their judge. And the first and most important do is to take the time to have a dialogue and really hear them and hear what's going on for them. Listen to them deeply. Don't agree with them. That is, don't play Ain't They Awful. Because agreeing with that judgment is essentially jumping into the pit with them. And if both of you are in the pit, then who's going to get you out? So do validate their feelings. So you might say something like, so that caught you by surprise. Or, so that wasn't okay with you. Or, so you disagreed with what was expressed. Now, and many other possibilities, but not all of these statements validate what the other person is saying without agreeing that, yeah, they're terrible people. Don't offer your own opinion, even if they ask for it, especially if they ask for it. Because if somebody is complaining and they ask for your opinion, they're really asking you to jump into the pit with them. They're saying, well, why don't you join me here in making this other person wrong? Instead, well, track them, validate them. Don't offer your own opinion. Don't neither agree nor disagree. You know, don't say, well, no, they're really good. They're really okay. You know, or no, you got it wrong. They're right about this. Don't lecture or moralize them. Don't say, well, you could be doing a lot better if you weren't complaining so much. Don't offer a suggestion or a solution. Don't say, well, why don't you tell them this? Or why don't you do that? Even if it's to track them. Do validate their point of view. And validating their point of view doesn't mean that you agree with it, simply that you're recognizing their right to that point of view. And this is an interesting one. Don't ask questions, because questions tend to drive a person toward their head. What you're trying to do in tracking is to help bring a person into their aware heart. And you do this by validating their feelings, validating their perspective, validating their point of view. And what I have found is that when you do that, a person naturally tends to move into their heart, especially if you as the tracker are staying in your heart. Because if you stay in your aware heart and communicate through your aware heart, then that really is the only channel in which they can establish that connection. And if somebody is complaining, then they want that connection. And the only way they can get it is by moving into their aware heart. Now, you're not forcing them to do this. You're not making them do that. You're simply standing your ground. You're creating an environment in which they have the capability of doing that. And then it's their choice whether to do it or not. So instead of a question, though, you can use what's called a gentle probe. And in future segments, I'll talk more about what that is. Do help the person find their own resolution instead of offering yours. And there's a tracking technique called gentle challenges that I'll also talk about in a future segment that are very helpful. One example might be if somebody's complaining about a coworker, you know, you at some point you might say to them, you know, so you've talked to your boss about this. Well, no. So you don't feel talking to their boss would help the situation. And then see what they say. Now, if you're tracking someone who is in their child or victim, some of the signals for this are that they have very low energy and that they're saying things that are self-criticizing. They're basically flagellating themselves. We've all done this. And if you haven't done that, then you probably don't need to hear most of what I'm saying. But the chances are that you have, and the chances are that you've also heard somebody else. And what's the way that we usually react to this, especially if it's somebody that we care about? Well, we'll say, no, you know, stop beating yourself up, or no, you're not so bad, you're great. You did a great job. The problem is that people have a really hard time taking that in, especially if they get into the mode of beating themselves up. So when you're tracking someone who is expressing this self-flagellation or being a child or expressing themselves as being a victim of someone else, again, the first do is the same. Take the time to have a dialogue with them and hear them. Hear them deeply. If you don't have the time, then say, I'd like to take this up at later. I don't have the time right now. Don't try to talk them out of their self-criticism by cheering them up. Be mindful of your own feelings. How do you feel when somebody you care about is beating themselves up or acting like a victim? That may trigger feelings in you, and that's where it's so important to stay in your aware heart. Do validate their feelings. You know, so if something happened and, you know, you say, well, so that really bummed you out, or so you're so disappointed about how that turned out. Again, validate how they're feeling. And again, you're not agreeing with their self-judgments. Don't offer your own opinion. You know, well, I think you did a great job. Who cares what your boss thinks? Or, well, you know, you're doing the best you can. See, that doesn't help them. It doesn't help them resolve the situation. It doesn't help them move into their aware heart. It doesn't help them see themselves as being okay. Do allow them to have their feelings. Never say, you shouldn't feel that way. Because if they feel that way, then they feel that way. Feelings are always what somebody, feelings are neither right nor wrong. They just are. Don't sympathize. Sympathy is, again, jumping into the pit with them. Oh, you poor thing. Or, I know just how you feel. Don't you just hate it when somebody says that? You do not know how I feel. What are you talking about? do be courageous enough to take them down into their feelings. And this can be a big challenge sometimes, especially if somebody is feeling depressed or, and I'm not talking about clinical depression, but just feeling down or expressing thoughts that they are being victimized by somebody. So some statements that help with that are, so right now it feels hopeless, or so you have no choice but to accept the situation. That helps bring them down, but it also helps them connect with what's really going on with them. So just to recap, learn to stay in your aware heart when you're listening. When you're tracking somebody who's in a state of judgment or parent, validate, but don't acquiesce or play "ain't they awful." When you're tracking someone who's in the victim, validate, but don't try to cheer them up or sympathize. So that concludes this segment. You have been listening to Speaking of Listening on Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani. I appreciate their allowing me to give this segment. Thank you for joining me today. You can listen to Speaking of Listening every first and third Thursday at 5:35 right here on Good Vibrations Radio. I'm Arnie Buss. And to learn more about effective listening and much more in the workshops on effective communication and relationship building, you can email me at ahbuss@consciousawareheart.com. Like me on Facebook at AwareHeart and follow me on Twitter at Effect5Com. That's two M's. And until next time, remember, listen from your heart.
Well, I want to thank Dr. Arnie Buss for joining us and sharing Speaking of Listening. He reminds me to talk from the heart because I don't always bring it with me in every conversation. I just sometimes leave it on the dresser at home, save it for later, you know, put it in a box, keep it. So I think it's a good reminder for all of us. You can go to the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com to connect over to Dr. Arnie Buss and his work. Make sure you connect with him to find out about his workshops. And you can connect at ahbuss@consciousawareheart.com. Now, as we close out this segment,